This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the Live Feed.
Join us for an evening of entertainment as we bring you the finale of the 21st season of Over the Back Fence. Over the Back Fence is a community variety show held during the second Fridays of March through November. This episode is entitled College Night. The show will feature a skit about roommates, a song about what to do with a degree in English, a medley of school songs, jokes, a college cheer, I Wish I Could Go Back to College, sung by BB and Pete Keith and Randy Wilson, and more. Damon Prestaman is our host with Maria Klingsheim on the keyboard. I'm Terry Tenseth, inviting you for an evening of entertainment on the Live Feed with Over the Back Fence.
The following program is a production of the Lanesboro Radio Company's Over the Back Fence. It was recorded before a live studio audience on November 13th at the St. Main Theater in Lanesboro. The theme of the show is College Night and features musical guests the Rutabaga Brothers.
Now here's Damon.
Good evening and welcome to the Lanesboro Arts presentation of Over the Back Fence. We're celebrating our 21st year! Tonight our theme is College Night. On tonight's show, we'll be hearing about Preston Foods and Pedal Pushers Cafe. Tonight's special musical guest, the notorious Rutabaga Brothers. I am your host, Damon Prestaman, and please join me in welcoming our special guest, musical director, Maria Klingsheim. Well, welcome back, Maria. We're glad to have you.
Thank you, Damon. Good to be here.
It's good to see that you are with child again this year.
Again! The last time I was here.
I need to share something with the audience, if you don't mind. When I walked in today, it's been all year since we've seen Maria, and I thought, holy cow, she's still pregnant. I was a little concerned there that she had the gestation period of an elephant. It turns out she already had that child and has now had another, or is in the process of baking another one.
That's correct.
Well, very good.
Yeah, thanks.
How's life been treating you? I mean, obviously pretty well.
Pretty well.
You're with a child, so things are working out.
Yes, things are working out. Yeah, so my wonderful husband, we live on a dairy farm, and my son Israel is 14 months old, and he's just a delight. Very curious, very busy.
Wait a minute, Maria, let's just check in now. You've got a 14-month-old, and when is the next one due?
In March.
Ha, ha, ha.
Thank you for that. All you praying folk, you may be on your knees for me for that one.
Oh, my Lord, you're in for a treat in about a year and a half.
Yes.
You sure are.
Thanks.
By the way, that was your group that was warming up the crowd tonight, wasn't
sure
it?
Was.
The Revelers.
Yes.
You got anything exciting going on in your life? Anything exciting coming up?
We do. Well, it doesn't have to do with the Revelers. Like I said, we just got done with our concert in October, but I do the music and the children's ministry over at Valley Christian Center in Spring Valley, and we put on a show every year at Christmas time, and this year it's December 11th and 12th. It's Friday and Saturday night, and come for some fabulous appetizers and just a good time, and then at 7 o'clock is a show, and what we're doing is Christmas through the decades, so it's a variety show, and let me just put in a little tidbit, Darth Vader shows up.
Because nothing says Christmas like Star Wars.
This is exactly correct.
Sure, sure.
This is what we thought in our production meeting. So come on over. It's a free event. You'll see in various things around the community the ads for it. So
coming up December 11th and 12th, though, Valley Christian Center.
7 o'clock.
Well, fantastic. Well, as we mentioned, tonight's theme is College Night. We're going to be hearing a lot of cool college-related stuff, and I see the gang has gathered over the back fence. Let's hear from them.
We will not forget, though we be far.
The Back Fence Gang with Halls of Ivy. I see George. Hey, George.
Hey.
What you got for us?
Well, I have a poem this evening. Kind of a special poem for me, I think. This poem addresses the thoughts of parents as they send their daughter off to college for the first time. As I read it, I realized that these are the same thoughts that I, as a grandfather, had when my granddaughter Beth left for the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh this past September. If you attended any of our shows here at Over the Back Fence this summer, you may remember her when she, my grandson Josh, and I did some routines together. So, with your permission, I would like to dedicate this poem to her. Each and every stepping stone along the way has led to this important day, the day you go off to college and become Little Miss Independent. While we are left wondering where in the world the time went, and in the meantime, we'll do what parents secretly do and worry the whole year through. We'll worry, are you eating right? Staying up all night, showing up for classes late, getting along with roommates? Do you have too much to do? Is your laundry turning blue? Do you feel safe in the dorm? Enough clothes to keep you warm? Are you making friends and having fun? Are your assignments getting done? One thing that we know for sure, you have all the smarts that you need to make it through the next year and succeed.
Thank you, George. Well, you know, nothing says college like school songs. You know, every college has their own song, or most of them do. Some of them share, I think. Some of the school songs share. But I'd like to hear a few of them, and I think the Backfence Gang has a few lined up. Here's a medley of school songs.
But before we do this, you guys don't know I was going to do this, but we're from Wartburg College.
No.
Is that near Bunyan? Is that Bunyan College? Or?
It's in Iowa.
Oh, okay.
They had a contest once while I was there to do a new slogan for the college, and I sent in Wartburg College, not just another pretty name. It didn't get picked. I can't imagine why.
Bye.
St. Olaf school song. Kind of sounded like what I expected. Yeah, a little bit of an oompa deal there. You don't find too many school songs with the oompa thing going on.
They found out it's the only one in 3-4.
Good point.
Anywhere.
Good point. So not only can you sing the school fight song, you can waltz to it too. At St. Olaf. You know, one thing about college is that they all kind of have vicious nicknames. They have the Lions or the Warriors. And so most of those schools have mascots. And so we've decided that we're going to have a kind of powerful mascot here at the Over the Back Fence. So ladies and gentlemen, first ever world premiere of the Over the Back Fence mascot. I'm sorry, we wanted the Over the Back Fence mascot, not the St. Olaf mascot. Don't really like cats all that well. Okay, kitty. Somebody needs to change your cat box. So that's our brand new Over the Back Fence mascot. Fency the cat. Fency the cat.
Good, that's good.
I just made that up just now.
I can tell.
Holy cow. I thought we were going to have some kind of, you know, like a Boilermaker or a cougar or, you know,
a
anything.
A praying mantis?
Yeah. Do they have those? Is that the St. Olaf mascot?
It might be.
No. The St. Olaf mascot is
maybe
St.
Ben's,
that.
Praying mantis.
No.
I don't know.
No. Hey, you know, we wouldn't be able to have this fun without some of our great sponsors, including Batstone CPA, Bluff Country Computer Works, Cedar Valley Resort, Sally's Hair to Die For, Lanesboro Public Library, Gilby's Pizza and Sandwich Shop, and F&M Community Bank. I appreciate your diligence to try to start playing there. We've had some guest musical directors that never played.
Oh.
So I appreciate the fact that you were willing to play. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
I see Stephanie over the back fence. What you got for us?
Well, we're going to do some cheers.
All right.
Yeah. So, audience, I'm going to need your help with this one, but don't worry, I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. And you can follow our other cheerleader right here. All right. When I say go, you say fight. Go!
Fight!
Go!
Fight!
When I say back, you say fence. Back!
Fence!
Back! Fence! When I say number, you say one. Number!
One!
Number one!
One.
Go fight, win tonight. We're number one, all right, all right. Go fight, win tonight. We're number one, all right, all right. Nice job, everyone. All right. right, there's one more. And this time, get ready to move a little bit. You ready to move? All right. Hey, all you college fans, let me hear you clap your hands. Now that you've got the beat, let me hear you stomp your feet. Now that you've got the groove, let me see your body move. Aruba, Aruba, Aruba. Hey, all you college fans, let me hear you clap your hands. Now that you've got the beat, let me hear you stomp your feet. Now that you've got the groove, let me see your body move. Aruba, Aruba, Aruba. Woo! Nice job.
Yeah, I like those cheers.
Nice. Now yeah. We're gonna go to Aruba.
I always wished I was a cheerleader, but I never really got a chance to do that.
There's nothing to say to that.
You can write your own joke after that. You know, you had a group up here earlier during the pre-show. For the folks listening at home, the Revelers were our pre-show music tonight, and they were fantastic. And you know, I was thinking while they were singing that they could probably perform a classic college song.
That would be great.
Can we do it right now?
Let's do it right now.
I know I'm throwing you guys a curveball, but let's bring up the Revelers. They're all sitting out in their seats. Some of them are out in the car. But we'll get them back in here.
All right, sounds good.
Oh, here they are. Careful there.
Tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old Temple Bar we love so well. Seeing the whipping boots assembled, with our glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing casts its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing. All the songs we love so well. Shall we wasting and the morning and the rest? We will sail in our glories while life and voice shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten.
I was glad we were able to get them back in here to do that one. Great big thank you goes out to Coffee Street Fitness Center, Pedal Pushers Cafe, Niagara Cave, Lanesboro Arts, Riverside on the Root Restaurant and Two Rivers Brewery, Merchants Bank, and Thrivent Financial. It is that time for us to visit with one of our fine sponsors. Without the sponsors, this show would not be able to go on, and so we appreciate them in every way. And now it's a chance for us to visit with the fine folks at Preston Foods. And here he is here. Okay. This is a turkey interviewing a turkey. Better not hold them there. Doesn't say very much. This is our chance to talk about Preston Foods, otherwise known as IGA. They're over in Preston, Minnesota. Please clap your hands if you're familiar with where Preston is. Very good. They are a full-service grocery store. They have a full-service deli. They have all kinds of other things. Anything else anybody can remember from Preston Foods? They have a refrigerated counter. You can get really good rotisserie chicken there when they have it. They don't always have it. I recommend calling ahead first. Otherwise, you can make a trip over there for no reason. Anything else exciting at the IGA? Oh, it's located right in downtown Preston. You can't miss it. They have sister stores in Harmony and Rushford. That's about all I have to say about Preston Foods tonight. If they wanted to talk more about Preston Foods, they should have sent something other than an inflatable turkey. So we give a thank you, great big thank you to Preston Foods for their continued support of Over the Back Fence. They've been sponsors for a lot of years, and we really appreciate it. Not sure how my family's going to like the turkey for Thanksgiving, but be a little rubbery. Thanks.
Yeah.
Deserved that. Well, there's interesting things going on over here on the back fence. Let's see what's happening.
Honey, I am so excited. You're starting your 4 years at the university. It just takes me back. Oh, and I know you'll have fun. I wish I could stay while you meet your roommates. But I know it's going to go really well. I just have to go. I'm so sore. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
You, but I think that's kind of brave. You are brave for
doing
that.
I get it. I get it. Like, we could just be ourselves?
Yeah.
Oh, what,
yeah,
really?
I know.
You know what? I'm just gonna put this on. Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. You want to go get some pizza?
You know, that sounds really nice and normal.
Okay, let's go.
Let's do that.
James, Stephanie, Terry, and Lynn with a look back at college roommates. I gotta see if I can get my hands on that hat later. Or wig or whatever it was. Did you notice there were birds in there?
There were birds.
I think it would look excellent with my eyes.
I do too.
You know, it looked like one of those marching band hats from the 70s.
Oh, I did. Were you in marching band, David?
I was in the 80s, though, not in the 70s.
In the 80s.
So we had moved on to polyester uniforms.
Oh, the ones that breathe real nice. Yeah,
we definitely had. Well. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to actually read the rundown correctly. Then I won't be surprised by all these people up here. I see. I couldn't figure out why there were so many people, right. But it's because this is the appropriate thing to have happen now. This is the Back Fence Gang.
Collegiate, collegiate, yes, we are collegiate. Nothing intermediate, no, ma'am. poker, dealt the hand of poker, gave it every smoker, with the Legit Guessery.
The Backbench Gang with Collegiate. You know, it occurred to me, Maria, that something that we don't have up here, which if we were really trying to represent college life, we should have, and that is a tapped keg.
Oh, perhaps. I have to stay away from that, though, Damon.
Well, I know you do. You could drive us all home.
I could.
I don't see one up here anymore.
We're all stones throw away from each other around here,
yeah,
aren't we?
That's true. That's true. I see Bonnie and Joel over the back fence. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Oh.
Well, we have a few college jokes for you. This first one is a college student's prayer before finals. Now I lay me down to study. I pray the Lord I won't go nutty. If I should fail to learn this junk, I pray the Lord I will not flunk. But if I do, don't pity me at all. Just lay my bones in the study hall. Tell my prof I did my best. Then pile my books upon my chest. Now I lay me down to rest and pray I'll pass tomorrow's test. If I should die before I wake, that's one less test I'll have to take. Professor, I need to talk to you. I would do anything to pass this next exam.
Anything?
Oh, anything, anything.
Anything?
Anything.
How about coming to class and studying?
Oh, okay. Come on, Victor, get up. You're going to be late for school.
Ah, do I really have to go? The professors hate me. The students dislike me. I really don't want to go.
Well, you have to. You really do. You really do.
Give me one good reason.
Well, for one thing, you're 44 years old, and another thing, you're dean of the college. What's wrong, son?
Ah, my grades are all wet.
What do you mean, all wet?
I mean below sea level.
Now we have some tips and advice for college students, things you only learn in college. Number one, keep your high school term papers. Everything can be recycled.
You'll learn new additions to the food groups, Mountain Dew, Snickers, Doritos, Oreos.
Pop a vitamin and breakfast is covered.
Cereal makes a meal any time of day.
Any game can be made into a drinking game, and you'll drink anything if it's free.
You always thought that worshiping the porcelain god was just an expression. It's not.
College girls are the same as high school girls, just with more freedom and no curfew.
Learn to love your roommate, especially when he leaves you the room.
You will learn to sleep through anything, lights, noise, and your roommate snoring.
You will hear more stupid nicknames than you ever thought possible.
You won't believe how many students you meet that are smarter than you.
You won't believe how many students you meet that are dumber than you.
Asleep by 2:30 is an early night.
Frat parties are exactly the way they are in the movies.
You realize how great your summer job from hell was when you get to work study.
Your bill in the bookstore will almost equal tuition.
Printers only break down when you desperately need them.
People that were geeks in high school seem okay now.
You begin to realize that college is about the perfect lifestyle, except for those pesky classes.
Procrastination becomes an art form.
Dishes aren't dirty enough to wash until they have bugs and mold in them.
You only dress up when everything else is dirty.
You get along so much better with your family now that you never see them.
Your parents will start telling you stories about their college days.
And a 10-page paper used to sound impossible. Now they're a godsend.
We want to thank you for enduring all these lame jokes.
Hold the body, ladies and gentlemen. It's time now for the notorious Rudabaugh Brothers.
I'm going down, I'm going up, down, down, up.
want me to roll. Won't you want me to roll? I've got me peeping, you got me hiding, you got me peeping, hiding, hiding, peeping any way you want me to roll.
Peterson, Minnesota, here is Lee Lurch. Treats for you tonight. At the end of the show, we're going to keep playing for a few tunes. So don't feel like you have to get up and go away. And now the other treat, Miss B.B. Keith, right here. Yeah.
Run, 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 did you run, run? Yeah.
This will be the last one for this set, but then hang around for the end of the show, and we're going to do some Norwegian waltzes for you.
Otherwise known as the St. Olaf fight song.
We ought to try to work that ya thing into some blues. What do you think? You think it'll work?
Well, come on! Back in the same old place, sweet home, Chicago. Listen up. 1 and 1 is 2. 6 and 2 is 8. Come on, baby, don't you make me wait. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Back in the same old place, sweet home, Chicago. Mr. Lee Lurch from Winona State. CPR. I think it's an A. There's an outside chance the host is going to keel over here any minute. Well, any old turkey could host this show. That was the stupidest joke ever. I mean, it was funny, but it was stupid, you know? Okay. Holy cow. We should have put us at the end of the night.
That was quite a display, Damon.
Thank you. I'm just getting warmed up, too.
I know. I had no idea.
And if we had had that keg of beer here, I would have been doing flips. Hey, could you bring some semblance of sanity to this program?
Possibly. We'll just have to see.
Okay, it sounds great.
Yes, I have a poem. It is about Moan Hall, the only dorm that I ever lived in at St. Olaf. That's M-O-H-N, not the M-O-A-N.
la la, la. I'm sorry.
Agony. Agony and Moan was next door. That was the place where their music students practiced. Otherwise known as Chris Johnson Hall. But this was a brick building. And it was before the high-rise towers were built on campus, so it was kind of crowded the years that I was there. And so all the two-person rooms had three students in them. So that meant bunk beds and then a single. And so two of us had half of the room and the other one had the other half. I always had the top bunk. The things that, the rules that were enforced in the 60s were that lights were out at 11. That meant I learned to put curlers in my hair in the dark. They came back on at 5. So if I happened to have a chemistry quiz, which I'm pretty sure came up every single week, I was out in the hall at 5 where the light was so I could cram. Women could not wear pants, slacks, or jeans anywhere on campus. Doors were locked at 10 o'clock on weekdays. Saturday nights, it might have been midnight. If your date ever got you in after the doors were locked and you had to ring the bell, they owed one rose for every late minute you got. One of the events was called a first nighter. And as I recall, all the freshmen lined up according to height. The men on one side, the women on the other, and then we were paired off. I have no idea what we did that night. We probably ate together in the caf. I know we didn't go to a dance because there wasn't any allowed. And maybe the strangest thing that happened to me was when I was just before my senior year, I was married. I had to get permission from the head of the nursing department. And the thing that she talked to me about was, what time would I have to get up in the morning? You see, I was going to be commuting from St. Paul down to Northfield. I guess that satisfied her. So here's a picture of Moan Hall and the very short poem that is written by Carlisle Holte, who was on the religion staff. She is worn. The cacophonous weight of her populous years strains her aged timbers. Still unaware of her imminent collapse, with dignity and quiet grace, she waits, remembering all her daughters. Moan was shoved off the hill to make room for the new science center.
Thank you, Kay, with those nice reminiscences of St. Olaf. Did anyone else notice she's still a little bit bitter about a few of those rules? A little upset about a few of those rules. And
Maria made a good point that there was no dancing allowed at the St. Olaf campus unless the fight song was playing. Then you were allowed to waltz. Well, it's time for us to visit with another one of our sponsors, the fine folks at Pedal Pushers Cafe right here in Lanesboro, Minnesota. And they're not here either. They're really very, very busy today with a catering job, and they asked me to share a few nice words about their place. They would like you to know that they have all the fancy kind of stuff that you would expect at a cafe-type restaurant, a lot of home-cooked foods. They've got some great desserts there. And then most importantly, they are closing for the season December 20th. So they wanted me to make sure you know that. Get there now while you can, while they're still open. It's the Pedal Pushers Cafe. Scott and Angie have been gracious contributors to Over the Back Fence for many, many years, and we appreciate their support. That's Pedal Pushers Cafe right here in downtown Lanesboro. You know, you've been playing the piano a lot. You've conducted the Revelers. But I know that you can sing. Would you mind singing one for us?
I would love to, Damon.
Oh.
It is entitled, What Do You Do with a B.A. in English? B.A. in English, what is my life going to be? 4 years of college and plenty of knowledge have earned me this useless degree. I can't pay the bills yet, 'cause I have no skills yet. The world is a big, scary place. Can't shake the feeling I might make a difference to the human race.
All right. What do you do with a BA in English? Good question. I guess you got to teach. There's not much else, is there? Really?
No.
You know, a great big thank you goes out to some of our fine sponsors, including Thomas M. Mannion, Attorney at Law, Great River Shakespeare Festival, Lanesboro BP and S&A Petroleum, Preston Foods, Visit Bluff Country Magazine, and the River Rip Skills School at Eagle Bluff. I see some of the gang members rolling through. What do you got for us?
We would like to share some of our college memories. I remember meeting my roommate of 4 years for the first time.
I remember sleeping through the overture of 1812 in music appreciation class.
My roommates and I would get together all our cash, go to Wing Ding Wednesday's 10-cent wing night, buy enough wings to last us a week, and headed home.
For the first time, we had five choices at dinner in the cafeteria.
I remember Fridays.
I remember my roommate's marijuana growing on our windowsill.
Whoa, colors, man.
I remember meeting my husband.
Oh, that's sweet.
Junior year in Nottingham, England. Skinny dipping in the granite quarries in St. Cloud. Yeah!
I met Vincent Price in college, and he signed my poster that I snitched off the wall. Love, love, Vincent Price.
We couldn't dance either at Concordia, so we snuck out windows and went over to NDSU.
Standing in line in front of the library on Sunday afternoons, waiting for it to be unlocked.
Driving up to East Lansing, first day. Excited and terrified.
Freshman year, panty raids by the St. Mary's boys at St. Teresa Hall. All-nighters in the smokers, and it's where I saw my first full moon.
Oh.
Kind of seems like I would have liked to have gone to college with some of those people. That's all I'm saying.
College was so much fun.
Oh, man. Remember?
I remember. Sometimes I wish I could go back there.
Yeah.
I wish I could go back to college. Life was so... Oh, thank you. Slower. I wish I could go back to college. Life was so simple back then.
What would I give to go back and live in a dorm with a meal plan again?
I wish I could go back to college. In college, you know who you are. You sit in the quad and think, oh my God, I am totally gonna go far. How do I go back to college? I don't know who I am anymore. I wanna go back to my room and find a message in dry erase pen on the door. Oh, oh, I wish I could just drop a class.
Or get into a play.
Or change my major.
Or date my TA.
I need an academic advisor to point the way.
We could be sitting in the computer lab, 4 a.m. before the final paper is due, cursing the world because I didn't start sooner, then seeing the rest of the class there too. I wish I could go back to college. How do I go back to college? I wish I had taken more pictures.
But if I were to go back to college, think what a loser I'd be. I'd walk through the quad and think, oh my God, these kids are so much younger than me. That's Randy, that's Pete, and that's Phoebe. They wish they could go back to college. That was really nice. That was really good. That was almost professional kind of quality. We're going to have to ask for an extra dollar from all of you on your way out. Guess what time it is? It's time for Diane's Delectable Desserts. Diane, what do you have in your beautiful little basket today?
Well, we have almond roca and Ghirardelli chocolate chip cookie.
I'm sorry, I need to back up. You have Al Roker? No. Almond roca. Oh, I'm sorry. It looked like you might have had Al Roker. Oh, wait a minute. You were just touching my hand. It's okay.
Can I touch your shoulder? Yeah. Okay.
You can touch anything you want but my microphone.
Well, they asked if I would make something that, you know, send off to college. And I thought about my college days. My parents would bring, you know, a big bag of apples, fruit, but my kids were always asking for cookies or candies, and their roommates would ask me to bring some treats along for them too. So this is what our audience is getting tonight: the treats that I would make for our children in college.
All right, now that is what we are competing for tonight. But you know what? For those of you that are regular attendees of Over the Back Fence, I occasionally have trouble getting contestants. We've decided to fix that problem tonight. And we are going to just ask questions, and if anybody's willing to give me an answer, I will hand deliver a piece of Diane's love to you. Look at what she's done here. This is a plate, this is wrapped, it's in two separate containers. You really care about our fans, don't you?
I always care about them. Thank you for coming all these years. 21 years?
I know. Don't rub it in, though, because they might realize they've been coming that long. All right. You're going to have to stand up and answer this question. Who went to college for the most years? Raise your hand if you think you went to college for the most years in the building. Anybody? Anybody willing to admit it? You there in the back, sir. How many years did you go to college? And you just now got your associate's degree. Ma'am, can you beat 11? Probably. You were in college longer than 11 years and you can't count past 11? Okay, ma'am, we have to be done here in a couple minutes, so I don't have 11 years to wait. 13 years! Let's hear it for her! Pass that over. Don't take any. Just pass it over. Who is the most recent... Oh. Okay, very good. To the 11-year person, too. Look at Diane. She's giving away gifts. I didn't even see that it was you back there, Fred. Who is the most recent college grad in the building? Who just graduated from college? Diane, what are you doing here now? This lady didn't even say, oh, you are our guest announcer. You can have one. Yeah. Who just graduated from college? Anybody? Anybody recently? Just graduated from college? Here, you're a young man and you look bored, so you should have some too. I mean, the show isn't really for seven-year-olds, you know. Oh, wait a minute. This kid over here, he's fighting to stay awake. Here's some sugar for you. All right. Very good. Who is the most recent college grad? Anybody want to commit to it? How about this year? Last year? Okay. Yeah, we'll take care of that. It's to the lady that was in school for 13 years. Most recent college grad in the building. Who went to college the farthest away? Anybody go to college overseas? Anybody go to college, I don't know, Missouri?
Delaware.
Delaware. Anybody further away than Delaware?
New York State.
Is that farther or further? don't really know my geography.
Delaware.
Where's my Delaware person? Oh, look at it's Randy. It's almost like this thing is fixed. Oh, well, then that's one for Lester. Where did Lester go? I said, there he is, Lester. And here, nobody borrowed me a sweater. But you know, I would forgive all of that if somebody would bring me Lynn's wig. I would forgive everybody for that. If you let me wear your wig, Lynn, I would give you one. This is if you let me wear your wig. I got one of Diane's delectables right here. Okay, I've got one more question for you. Who got their degree the longest time ago? If you're willing to admit, I'll trade you. Looks good, doesn't it? Now if I could just get Terry's dress, we'd be home free, wouldn't we? Would you like to see the back? By the way, when in the 70s, when I still had hair, I could get it this high in the air. Who got their degree the longest time ago?
1950.
Ooh. Whoa, congrats. Who was that that hollered that at me? When the guy with the giant tippy head makes his way out here, I got to tell you. Apparently, I'm 8 feet tall. Is everything okay? Oh! Okay, Pete, will you take that back with you? Thank you. Oh my God, that thing was alive! I need to mention also that it weighed 72 pounds. Very, very heavy. All right, let's have a nice round of applause for all of our participants in our college game. And a great big round of applause for Diane Haight, who has done these fabulous desserts all season long. Now, Maria, I didn't ask you earlier, we're expecting a baby.
Yeah.
Are you one of those health nuts while you're pregnant?
No.
Good, here, this is for you. Problem, Pete?
I won't touch your mic, but I need to touch your head.
That's fine. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm falling apart at the seams. Oofta. I'm a little bit wore out, but that means it's time that I believe I've graduated from that. It's time for me to hear Pomp and Circumstance. Join us if you know it. We are winding down to a conclusion of another great season of Over the Back Fence, and one of our traditions over the years has been the performing of this song. Back Fence Gang with May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You. It's been our pleasure to be here tonight. On behalf of the entire Over the Back Fence Gang, let's have a nice round of applause for the notorious Rutabaga Brothers, the Revelers. Let's have a great big thank you to our special guest musical director, Maria Schlingsheim. On behalf of the entire Over the Back Fence gang, we say thank you for 21 great years. We'll see you right back here in March, folks. Have a great winter. I'm Damon Presterman. Good night, everybody.
Thanks again to all the volunteers and sponsors that make Over the Back Fence possible. The Over the Back Fence Community Variety Show is a program of Lanesboro Arts on stage at the St. Main Theater on the second Fridays of March through November, with a different theme and brand new material each month. Over the Back Fence is made possible by the voters of Minnesota through a Minnesota State Arts Board Operating Support Grant thanks to a legislative appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. More information on Lanesboro Arts and Over the Back Fence can be found at lanesboroarts.org, overthebackfencelanesboro.blogspot.com, and on Facebook. I'm Terry Tensett, thanking you for listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.